the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Our homily scripture is from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 26 and 31 through 33. And we read this: "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. For the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, he will have compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he does not willingly afflict or grieve the children of men." In the name of Jesus, amen. My friends, it is good. It is good to have that feeling of hope. With hope, a person walks through life with a smile. The world actually seems a little bit lighter with hope. And there's even that skip in the step as you walk. Hope, it keeps us going in the midst of life. However, as we know, as you know, and as I know as well, hope can come and hope can go. Indeed, hope can quickly rise very high and it can quickly fall, just like the waves of the ocean going up and down. Now, I think it is safe to assume that we may be a little low on hope this evening. Hope has fallen indeed. Our brother Marvin has passed away. Death has struck him, which has inflicted grief upon us and caused us to shuffle our feet and to slouch in sorrow. Indeed, tonight we find ourselves much like the Israelite people in our reading from the book of Lamentations, from Lamentations chapter 3. Now, very briefly, if you were to go home this evening and spend the remainder of the evening reading through this Old Testament book of Lamentations, you would find that it is a very depressing, yes, very depressing and heavy book. It was written some 600 years before the birth of Christ in that manger. It was actually written right after the city of Jerusalem, that great city of Jerusalem, right after it being ruined and destroyed. The nation of Babylon had actually come in, had destroyed the city, captured the people, and the majority of the people of that city of Jerusalem were taken off into a land called Babylon. They were humiliated in exile. They were displaced to live in a foreign country. Those who were left were experiencing complete impoverishment, terrible famine. Now, nobody would have said to them, you know, things could always be worse. No way, no how. It was bad, and it could not get any worse. There was no glimpse of the sun in the complete stormy chaos at that time. Now, the book of Lamentations means what it sounds. It is a lament. It is the tears of Jeremiah the prophet over the people and over the circumstances of Jerusalem. Things were bad. In the midst of the chaos and the destruction and the violence, though, we come upon these verses that we encountered this evening from chapter 3. These verses, they're like clean and fresh water in the midst of a sun-scorched desert. In the midst of the lamenting and the agony, the pain and the loss, we read these verses that speak of hope. Hope for Jeremiah. Hope for Israel. And hope for us in our present grief and present pain as well. Yes, tonight's verses from Lamentations speak of hope that is not found in the circumstances of the Israelites. They speak of hope that is not found within the feelings, the disposition of the people. They speak of hope that steers the eyes away from the feelings and the circumstances and the events of life to Almighty God's faithfulness Now, dear friends, it is so very easy to come to funerals and prayer services just like this and lose hope. Even hearing the news about death causes us to struggle. It causes hope to be fractured. The sight of a casket or that hearse or hearing an obituary or that phone call telling us that a father or a husband or a friend has passed away can all seem to crush hope. But this does not mean that all hope is lost. You see, as we have just heard, Jeremiah expresses hope, not sadness, while everything around him seemed to be hopeless. The reason why this is so? His hope was in God's steadfast love. We could say God's stubborn love, God's unending grace. Think about this for a moment. Things can be bad in life, but however bad circumstances are, they do not necessarily have to fracture this hope that Jeremiah talks about, the hope that we encounter this evening. The Christian's hope arises only from the fact that the Lord has mercy upon us, and that in of itself creates hope in us. That is to say, Christian hope is not, I repeat, it is not anchored. It is not anchored in the feelings and the circumstances of life. Christian hope is not anchored in the ups and downs, the lefts and the rights, the twists and turns of life. But rather, Christian hope is anchored in the steadfast, that is, that steady, that consistent, that stable love. And that stable faithfulness of our Lord. That love and that faithfulness shown to us and revealed to us in the person and the work of Christ Jesus our Lord. So you may be saying to yourself, well, Pastor, do we simply look away from the casket this evening, turn our eyes away from the casket before us? Are we to forget the reality that we have lost our brother Marvin? Are we to man up and pull ourselves up by our bootstraps? So that we can somehow conjure up this hope in God's faithfulness? Now, believe it or not, but lamenting is not a bad thing. Our tears, our agony about the pains of life are precisely how God created us to be. I mean, think about this. Jeremiah himself, he lamented over the hopelessness of the circumstances and the inabilities of the people. He confessed the sins of his people and the problems and the pain of life. He lamented to God. He actually cried out for mercy. So what this means is that when life and things go bad, when life struggles, when death strikes a blow to us, we get to lament. We get to lament the desperation of our circumstances. We get to lament over the loss of Marvin. We get to lament the pain of death. We get to lament the loss of a father, a husband, and friend. But we must not stop here. We must not stop here. And the reason why is this. We also get to hear the hopeful message of God's faithfulness to you, to me, and to Marvin, our dear brother. We get to hear the Christian hope in the midst of that grief, in the midst of that sorrow, in the midst of that pain. We get to hear another message that speaks into our context. It's like this. The Apostle Paul confesses that he is a mere, yes, a mere and weak, fragile jar of clay, but the Lord's power is greater than him. The Apostle Paul goes on to confess that he is hard-pressed on every single side, but he is not crushed. He confesses that he is perplexed, but not in despair. He confesses that he is persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Paul is saying that even though the outer nature is wasting away, oh boy, but he does not lose heart. In other words, the Apostle Paul does not lose heart because he knows that it is not this temporary life that we derive hope from. Rather, we derive our hope from what is eternal and what is sure, what is secure, what is unchanging. as all of this was true for the prophet of Jeremiah, and as it was true for the apostle Paul, the good news of this gospel message, the good news of the Christian hope, is that it is true for you this night as well. What is true? Well, the Lord's steadfast love. Love that never ceases is that which is true. His mercy never comes to an end, and that is what is true for you and Marvin as well. This means that you can have hope in him in the midst of a prayer service, in the midst of the grief, in the midst of the funeral. You see, Christ is sure, my friends. God's promises are sure in the midst of uncertainty. Your identity and your worth are in Jesus Christ. Nothing in the events of today or tomorrow can change what Christ did for you. God's love is steadfast for you because Christ's salvation still stands for you. There's hope indeed in the midst of despair for you and for me. That hope is Christ Jesus our Lord. And this hope and this sure and steadfast foundation of Jesus belongs to Marvin as well. Forgiveness and life and salvation and that promised resurrection, which we will hear about tomorrow, that blessed promised resurrection of the body someday when Christ comes back to claim you and our blessed Marvin, well, it belongs to him. It belongs to us. So tonight, we lament. No doubt about it, we do lament the loss of Marvin, but we do not lose hope. We do not lose hope for nothing, my friends, nothing living or dead, nothing angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's steadfast love that is revealed to us, that was revealed to Marvin in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the blessed name of our sure foundation, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.